Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dungeon Cast. I'm Will.
I'm Brian.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons. And today, we are covering the Oath of the Watcher's Paladin. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome, adventurers, to the Dungeon Cast.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Will.
How you doing today?
I'm solid.
You're solid.
I'm solid.
Okay.
From the inside out, like a paladin. Thick and burly.
Absolutely.
Unable to be toppled.
Paladin's one of my favorite classes in the game, and this is a newer one from Tasha's?
From Tasha's.
This one is called Oath of the Watcher. And do you have any questions before we just get into it?
This doesn't have any Marvel crossover stuff, right?
No, not at all.
Good. Okay. Fuck that fool.
You don't like the Watcher?
He's okay. He just watches, though. Perv. Yeah.
Fair enough. The Oath of the Watchers binds paladins to protect mortal realms from the predations of extraplanar creatures, many of which can lay waste to mortal soldiers. Thus, the Watchers hone their minds, spirits, and bodies to be the ultimate weapons against such threats. Paladins who follow the Watcher's Oath are ever vigilant in spotting the influence of extraplanar forces, often establishing a network of spies and informants to gather information on suspected cults. To a Watcher, keeping a healthy suspicion and awareness about one's surroundings is as natural as wearing armor in battle. So they're a little paranoid.
Yeah, they're looking for incursions.
Yeah, and any extraplanar. So the obvious ones like demons and devils and stuff, they're looking for those. But they're also looking for that crazy shit, like the aberrations, the beholders, the aboliths, the mind flayers.
It's a fucking pack of ghost hunters. Walking around,
kinda, yeah, absolutely.
They have somebody like with a scroll, like writing down all the detailed actions that they're taking because they don't have cameras because it's Forgotten Realms,
right? Exactly right. Tenets of the Watchers: a paladin who assumes the Oath of the Watcher swears to safeguard mortal realms from otherworldly threats, and their tenets are as follows: vigilance. The threats you face are cunning, powerful, and subversive. Be ever alert for their corruption. Loyalty. Never accept gifts or favors from fiends or those who truck with them. Stay true to your order, your comrades, and your duty.
And the subtext there is at a rate of $20 or more without reporting to your manager.
Sure, absolutely. Discipline. You are the shield against the endless terrors that lie beyond the stars. Your blade must be forever sharp and your mind keen to survive what lies beyond. At level 3, which is when you take this subclass, you get access to oath spells. So third level Oath of the Watchers features. You gain oath spells at the paladin levels listed in the Oath of the Watchers table. See the Sacred Oath class feature for how oath spells work. Oath of the Watcher spells. At third level, you get access to Alarm and Detect Magic. Fifth level, Moonbeam and See Invisibility. Ninth level, Counterspell and Non-Detection. 13th level, Aura of Purity and Banishment, and at 17th level, you get Hold Monster and Scrying.
So the lower level of these Watchers are detection, and then when you get high enough level, you can actually fucking do something about it.
Yeah. Like, oh, I detected, and now I've banished.
Call a priest. Jesus.
Also at third level, you get your channel divinity. Your oath allows you to channel divine energy to fuel magical effects. Each channel divinity option provided by your oath explains how to use it. When you use your channel divinity, you choose which option to use. You must then finish a short or long rest to use your channel divinity again. Some channel divinity effects require saving throws. When you use such an effect from this class, the DC equals your paladin's spell save DC. You gain the following channel divinity options. Watcher's Will. You can use your channel divinity to invest your presence with a warding power of your faith. As an action, you can choose a number of creatures you can see within 30 feet of you, up to a number equal to your charisma modifier, minimum of 1. For 1 minute, you and the chosen creatures have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws. That's really fantastic. Like, that's super fantastic against any major spell casting or spell-like effect casting creature.
Yeah.
Like, you're fighting a lich, it was mostly excellent because the lich is going to be throwing fireballs and stuff, which is a dex save. But anything psychic that's fucking with the mind or charming or just any type of mind fuckery, this is an excellent
feature. you want to put down that annoying bard that's been in your party since session one.
Yeah, this is how you do it.
Yep.
You also get the channel divinity Abjure the Extraplanar. You can use your channel divinity to castigate unworldly beings. As an action, you present your holy symbol, and each aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, or fiend within 30 feet of you that can hear you must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is turned for 1 minute or until it takes damage.
There it is. Yeah. I was going to say, it's like the turned undead substitute for this class.
Kind of, yeah, except for paladins never even get turned undead.
Oh, that's so, yeah. Right. That's a cleric thing.
Mm-hmm. A turned creature must spend its turn trying to move as far away from you as it can, and it can't willingly end its move in a space within 30 feet of you. For its action, it can use only the dash action or try to escape from an effect that prevents it from moving. If there's nowhere to move, the creature can take the dodge action.
Okay.
So one note here is I love that when it says extraplanar, it really means extraplanar and includes celestial. I really like the idea of these guys being like, no, like, I am not a holy warrior. I don't trust the damn angels either.
I'm a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, they got their own agenda, and like, this is our world, and they need to stay in their world.
Stop doing good deeds. Back angel.
Yeah, get out of here with your crazy celestial agenda. At level 7, you get a feature called Aura of the Sentinel. You emit an aura of alertness while you aren't incapacitated. When you and any creatures of your choice within 10 feet of you roll initiative, you all gain a bonus to initiative equal to your proficiency bonus. So just, you know, you're super alert and you're going to move first in battle. This could be a great feature if it works out.
Yeah, typically going to get like +2 or +3 on that.
Yeah. At 18th level, the range of this aura increases to 30 feet. At level 15, you get a feature called Vigilant Rebuke. You've learned how to chastise anyone who dares wield beguilements against you and your wards. Whenever you or a creature within you can see within 30 feet of you succeeds on an intelligence, a wisdom, or a charisma saving throw, you can use a reaction to deal 2d8 plus your charisma modifier force damage to the creature that forced the saving throw. So yeah, this stacks really well with the channel divinity, which is going to give all your peeps advantage on this. So if you're fighting something that's doing a lot of psychic stuff, you bust that channel divinity out, suddenly you have an advantage on everything that it does. And anytime one of your peeps succeeds on saving against this stuff, which they should because they have advantage, you're going to do extra 2d8 plus charisma modifier force damage to the creature. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Finally, at level 20, you get a feature called Mortal Bulwark. You manifest a spark of divine power in defense of the mortal realms. As a bonus action, you gain the following benefits for 1 minute. You gain true sight within a range of 120 feet. You have advantage on attack rolls against aberrations, celestials, elementals, fey, and fiends, which at level 20, you're probably fighting those things a lot, actually. That's
probably a big deal.
Yeah. When you hit a creature with an attack roll and deal damage to it, you can also force it to make a charisma saving throw against your spell save DC. On a failed save, the creature is magically banished to its native plane of existence if it's currently not there. On a successful save, the creature can't be banished by this feature for 24 hours. So, not only is like, do you smack them and you smack them real hard, you smack them so hard, you smack them back to where they came from.
Yeah. There's a saying I'm trying to figure out, like, I'll smack you into yesterday or whatever.
You can almost literally do that with this. Super cool. Once you use this bonus action, you can't use it again until you finish long rest or unless you expend a 5th level spell slot to use it again.
That's nice.
It's nice, but as a paladin, you only get like 2 or 3 of those, even at level 20.
Yeah, but still the option to be able to do it at all is situationally very good.
Yeah, absolutely. Any questions before we talk about the characters we built today? Anything you want to add to this?
No, I mean, I want to build a Ghostbuster.
I still can. You still can with the magic of editing.
Yeah.
Let's take a short rest.
Okay.
Did you want it?
Yes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify is great. They're taking businesses of all sizes, cradling them in their arms, to help them grow by giving them the tools they need. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success at every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dungeoncast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dungeoncast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dungeoncast. Hey folks, I'm here today to tell you about Visible. Something unfortunate about wireless services, what you see isn't always what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. No perception check required. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. If you're looking for a carrier that is upfront with no hidden fees, then go to Visible.com to make the switch. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save, and you're going to be getting unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Visible is the wireless carrier that's constantly operating from a zone of truth. In their quest for total transparency, Visible wants you to know the monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/dungeon and use promotional code dungeon and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/dungeon.
We've returned.
Indeed we have.
Welcome home.
Yes, welcome.
I think sometimes I get to, I'm binging like a podcast and that, it just feels, home is where, home is a feeling.
Yeah, home is a feeling.
And podcasts can make me feel at home sometimes. So I hope that you guys feel at home right now. And I'm just going to save us all from the travesty that could potentially be this Diet Coke spilling.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
I appreciate it.
It could have been bad for everyone.
It really could have been.
It was just hidden back there. I was like, what's that?
So we gonna talk about these characters or what?
Yeah.
Am I going first?
I think you should go first.
Okay, so I built an Oath of the Watchers Paladin. It would be weird if I built something different, but I didn't.
I'm really glad you built that character.
And mine's pretty straightforward. I forgot to write the backstory down on this one, so I'm going to have to remember as I go along. But his name is Brother Grimmin, and he's a dwarf. He's a hill dwarf. And Brother Grimmin lives in a dwarven community that is not quite in the Underdark, but it's close, and it's close enough that like they have to worry about Underdark shit sometimes.
Yeah, they have to worry about which way the wind is blowing so they can fart comfortably.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. And Brother Grimmin belongs to a secret order within his city, a cult order that maybe doesn't have the best reputation because of their extremism, but they take extreme measures when it comes to their warding of the aberrations of the Underdark. And Brother Grimmin is like a hardened, no-nonsense, almost brutal fighter against the aberrant. And he is trained in athletics, insight, intimidation, and perception. I gave him a Mace of Disruption. And when you hit a fiend or undead with this magic weapon, that creature takes an extra 2d6 radiant damage. If the target has a 25 hit points or fewer after taking this damage, it must make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be destroyed. On a successful save, the creature becomes frightened of you until the end of your next term. And this weapon also sheds bright light. So this...
It sheds bright light?
It sheds bright light.
Oh my God, Brian, I'm sorry.
I swear to God. So he's a very high standing member. If anything, the leader, I'm thinking, of this cult. And he takes his job very seriously. He brooks no quarter. He does not negotiate. He destroys the aberrations, the fiends, the undead. He doesn't even want an angel sniffing around his town.
He doesn't fart anywhere near the Underdark.
No, he doesn't believe in farting.
He's just like, no, you keep that shit. You keep that in there.
It's why his name is Brother Grimmin and why he's so grim. He just keeps it all in.
He never farts. Can you imagine being raised from birth not fart? Like, you do that again, son. You know what's going to happen.
So horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And it's a good thing he doesn't fart because he's got disadvantage on his stealth checks. So
they'd be loud as fuck.
Yeah. It's because he holds it on it all in. If he lets it slip even once, everyone's going to know where he's at.
If Brother Grimmin's at 1 HP and he fails a con save, he just fucking rips one. And it's the most shameful
That's so
moment.
Stupid. He also has dwarven plate armor. I'm going to read that.
Sure.
While wearing this armor, you get a +2 bonus to AC. In addition, if an effect moves you against your will along the ground, you can use your reaction to reduce the distance you are moved up to 10 feet. Again, he brooks no quarter. Like, he is a stone of a man.
Yeah. His farts turn into rocks inside his body.
That's why he weighs so much. So dwarven. That's why he's so hard to push around.
So dwarven.
So damn dwarven. I'm trying to find my feats. Oh, I took the dungeon delver feat. You have advantage on perception investigation checks made to detect the presence of secret doors and on saving throws made to avoid or resist traps. You have resistance to the damage dealt by traps, and traveling at a fast pace doesn't impose the normal -5 penalty on your passive wisdom save. So he is just, he's constantly on the hunt. His perception and investigation checks are off the scale. Secret doors he sees with these eyes. He resists the damage of traps because he sees them before they strike. Yeah, he's a man who is dedicated to his mission, so much so that he lacks in personality because he is zealous to the extreme.
Yeah, and he's constantly focused.
He gets so focused, he can't drop it, not even for a second.
What's for dinner, mother? No beans. No beans tonight.
No beans ever.
Too much happened today.
Too much happened today. His spells... I know these are all the spells he gets from his, I must not have, let me go to manage spells. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Nope. I just failed to prepare his spells the way I should have.
It's okay. It like spell casting. It's so like the list is the list and like, there's only so many, we've covered so many spells on the
show. These are the ones that I prepared. Okay. So, detect good and evil, detect evil and good, protection from evil and good, and zone of truth. And then all the other ones that he has automatically prepared are see invisibility, moonbeam, detect magic, and alarm. So he's mostly about trying to find, protect himself, and destroy either evil or good.
Right.
He's not very tolerant of either in his vicinity. Things must be lawful and neutral, and he just doesn't like either forces from the extra planes, like... pushing their influence and agenda on what he deems to be the mortal realm.
Does he think farts are extra planar creatures and that's why he doesn't like them?
He ran into a flump once and that convinced him to never fart again.
It's like, no, I won't be like it. Never.
I cannot become my enemy. Got any questions about Brother Grimmin? I love him now.
I do.
I was pretty neutral about him, and then after talking about him with you.
The subtext of it, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's fucking awesome.
He's pretty cool.
Brother Grimmin.
Yeah, cult leader. What's the name of the cult? Because we're not just like, hey, we're the cult.
Cult of the Watchers?
Yeah, usually cults don't like, hey, we're a cult. Usually. When they're evil, like not the kind of cult I think is going on here.
Brotherhood of the Silent Wind?
Brotherhood of the Silent Wind? It's like, I hate this fucking name of this cult.
Let's talk about your character.
Trying to do a thing.
Let's talk about your character, Brian.
I got Egon Spangler.
Egon the Herengon?
Egon the Herengon.
Okay.
Welcome to the Herengonverse. I think that's the sound effect. Or maybe it's like the fucking the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trumpets.
I don't remember.
From the first
I barely remember that movie.
Okay.
But you were saying that Oath of the Watchers reminded you of Ghostbusters, and so you made a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I made like a combo, like a Ghostbust. Bustin' does make him feel good, but it's a Ghostbustin' like sort of like Ghost good. Hunter style character, except not disrespectful to people's cultures.
Is Ghostbusters? Did they do
not Ghostbusters? Oh, okay. But there are ghost hunting shows where like ghost hunting people go in and like try to like. You know, disturb an Indian burial ground or something like that.
That's not great.
So he's not doing that. He's doing the more tame episode kind of stuff. I guess
he's busting in a good way.
Well, yeah, he is. Great way, some would say. Egon is like a stern, like very charismatic and medium herring guy.
Okay.
Wearing full breastplate. And wielding a flail that he keeps. Like holstered, he doesn't want to. He just wants you to know he'll fuck you up, especially if you're a ghost. Egon received his training from a master Herengon, watcher.
Okay,
like you know, this sounds like one of the passed down the order kind of deals character.
Could be.
I think this is what I'm gonna go for here.
Okay,
is it's his turn. It's his time to shine. He's been passed down. He finally hit level 5. He's ready to do some shit. He can finally attack twice. So,
you mean I can do it again?
I could just do it. He's like, no, you have to get it. You have to hit him again within the 6 seconds or I can't give you the ring. And his master passed on to the afterlife and says, if you ever see me again, bust me and feel good. And he died.
Okay.
Cool. And he gave him this ring. Let me pull up the ring.
Go to inventory.
Here. Yeah, inventory. Yeah. That's where items are. Ring of evasion. So I dump statted dex. I should go through my stats. I'm a +3 strength. Mm-hmm. Very very buff. Very strong. -1 dex. +1 con. +0 intelligence. +1 wisdom. And +3 charisma.
Yeah, I didn't really go over my ability scores. I mean, I just find that boring. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, that we went. Yeah, we did. We did go. Did you do standard this time or point by?
I always do point by.
But you kind of landed exactly where I'm at.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why it's always boring, because it's like you always get similar spreads. Basically, my guy has strength, charisma, and constitution. I dump dex.
I mean, you're not going to get a lot. Like, characters usually don't have a -2 because usually don't go that low unless you're point buying, right? You could make a -2 happen.
Yeah, I think you can.
But
I know rolling.
You're really not going to get more than a +4 on these at the get go.
As a matter of fact, you're not allowed to. I don't think you're allowed to
right off the get. Like with point buy, you can't make something be a +4. You can't get an 18.
I'd have to sit down and try with it, but I thought there was a rule against starting with an 18 at level 1.
Oh, at level 1, yeah, sure, yeah. Maybe. I don't know that rule. Is it even? I'm sure it's possible. Like I was just saying, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18 at level 1. I mean, but if it's point buy, you're going to have the detriment to, like, you're going to have used those points here and not be able to use them in other places. So you could have bad stats.
Or wait, no, you just can't have. No, it's standard. The standard array, I think the top number you can get is a 15 on the standard array.
Yeah, so then a +2 on that.
It lands you on a 17.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. But go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
So I have the Ring of Evasion. Let me read it, though. This ring has 3 charges and it regains 1d3 expended charges daily or at dawn. When you fail a dexterity saving throw while wearing it, you can use your reaction to expend one of its charges to succeed on that saving throw instead. So automatically I can just succeed 3 dex saving throws. And the armor is also passed down. My breastplate is going to be a homebrew that absorbs the energy of ghosts, much like a proton pack. When a ghost has been weakened to a certain point, you can bust it and it'll make you feel good, and you can hold the charge, and that you can't actually charge. I know the ring says you get charges back with at daybreak or whatever, but this ring can only be charged with ghost energy. So if you're busting ghosts and feeling good, then you can charge your ring. So basically, if you do your job as a watcher, you get extra buffs because of the items that Egon has.
Excellent. That's
awesome. Carrying the flail, got the breastplate, Those are the main things. Is my feets, they're down there.
Yeah, that's where they exist.
Hold up a second. Let me find the actual. There it is. I took the athlete feet instead of my ability score increase.
Why? So, why the athlete feet?
Because I want to be real good with my. Maybe I should have taken heavy armor master instead of I'm already proficient. Increase your strength or dex score by one. I just want to be strong. I just want to move real good with my big armor on.
Okay.
I think it's because I was. I guess I got to do this reveal. I should have switched this out because before I built Flint Beastwood, and in which is another Haragon soon to come, I was like, you know what? I should save that name for a cowboy.
Yeah, you should. You should.
But I have a long list of potential Haragon names. I was like, I love this one so much, I'm just going to use it today. And that's not what I should have done.
And then the Ghostbuster
thing. And then the Ghostbuster thing came up, and Egon was too close for Haragon. It was so convenient that we had to do it.
Yeah.
I should have switched this out for something else, but I wanted Flint Beastwood to be so strong that his armor, it just didn't matter.
Well, I mean, we could pick a feat now if you want to switch it out now.
Well, I mean.
You could go back to edit and be like, let's look at the feats.
Let's look at the feats.
What do we got?
Well, I looked at five of them and I was like, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll just keep athlete. But
I'll tell you what, Egon in the movie is not an athlete.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'll just take the +2 to stat.
Okay.
Now where was I?
Go to class.
Class.
Scroll down
to
ability score. Ability
score, and then let's see. What's a good feat? If you think there's a good feat for Egon, check below. I should go Crusher again. That was fun.
Well, let's see if there's anything ghost, unholy, or aberrant related.
Yeah. Okay. We got you know what? This is gonna be bad radio.
No, it's fine. Just
okay.
Scroll through. Let's see what we got.
Piercer, we got Poisoner. I don't think he's poisoning people. Mobile, not really.
No.
Moderately armored, definitely more than that. Mounted combat, not unless it's another giant rabbit. That's some face shit. Savage attacker, skilled slasher. Maybe skilled is a good one. I just picked some extra skills from
Smart Boy. So yeah, you can pick some extra skills.
Yeah, I'll give him some extra.
Or tool. It can be skills or tool.
Alchemist supplies. That'd be cool.
That'd be interesting.
We'll give him that. We'll just give him three tools. Fuck it. He just knows all kinds of shit.
The bagpipes?
Yeah, bagpipes and Arcana.
Oh, my God.
We'll give him Arcana.
This guy's all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. So he dabbles in a little bit of everything.
Let me hit the what's next button. Yeah, let me go through the skills and see where we ended up.
You picked no skills. You picked Arcana.
I picked Arcana, but there's other skills from just being alive.
Yeah,
Insight, Medicine, Perception, Persuasion, Religion. Religion being whatever God I believe in to bless ghosts and feel good. But the charisma skills what I went for. I went for a generally good person that wants to actually do the good of sending ghosts back to where they belong. And he needs to be able to convince a team of ghost hunters to come with him. So that's the party in is I have the training, knowledge, and fortitude to fight ghosts, but I can't necessarily find them all the time. So I need a team of people to hold a bunch of equipment and somebody to hold a scroll.
Perhaps three others.
A scroll to take very detailed notes about what's going on because we don't have cameras.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or hold a record rock up as we do sit, and it'll be a ghost hunting podcast.
There we go. I like that.
We could just copy the data from the record rock to other record rocks, and we'll have a bunch of copy degradation. People recording. Did you ever make a mixtape on the radio?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you had to copy the song that was playing off the radio, you know?
My dad used to do that button. A lot, yeah.
Cool shit. It's like that. You hold the record rock next to another record rock and just play. And you do five at once. You set five new record rocks out and play the old one. And then you distribute them like that. Like, hey, get your record rocks. We busted some fucking ghosts and felt good this week.
For Clint Beastwood, you should wait till we do a Ranger episode.
I will wait for the Ranger.
That's the most cowboy thing I can think
of. Well, we already did a Ranger.
I'm sure we'll do more.
I'm sure we will. This year, you think?
Possibly. We'll make it happen. In the future. I'll figure it out.
If there's even the smell of cowboy on the horizon, I will Flint Beastwood.
Okay, sounds good. Anything you want to add before we take our long rest?
No.
All right, let's get ready for a long rest.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the long rest. What a calm down machine it is to leave the Haragon verse.
Indeed.
Welcome back to reality. Snap.
I was trying to think of the lyrics, and my mind went
blank. The gravity. Everybody fucking thinks it when you do it, when you say it.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
Mom's spaghetti.
Like, Eminem owns that phrase now. Like, it belongs to him. The snap back to reality.
And Super Bowl, just like, if it had faded at all, it's back. Super Bowl halftime.
Oh, I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Eminem was there.
Yeah,
he did the thing.
Yeah.
And he had just opened up Mom's Spaghetti restaurant.
Oh, he did, although I heard bad things about it.
I'm sure it's spaghetti, so it can't be great.
Oh, no, I just heard bad things about the pricing, considering that it's like, it's, you know, it's Mom's Spaghetti. And buttered bread, basically.
You don't think Eminem isn't going to charge you for his shit?
Well, I mean, it's in the middle of Detroit, you know? I don't know.
Yikes, yeah.
I think it would. Anyways, what do I know?
He's from there. Didn't he make more? Is there some in L.A.?
Oh, I have no idea. I just heard bad things about it.
He was out here for the
Super Bowl. You know what you guys could do? You guys could leave a review of our podcast.
Yeah, review our podcast and let us know how expensive it is. It's not. It's free. But if you want it to cost money, it can. And you can get episodes ad-free. We really try hard to make the ads not go crazy on the show.
Mm-hmm. But if you want the show ad-free, you can support us on Patreon.
Yeah,
where you get them ad-free.
Ad-free and early. Did you know that they're early, too? Like, as early as I can get them to you. I just edit the shit out of it, like, basically the same day we record it, pretty much is what I try to do. So you can go to patreon.com/thedungeoncast, check out that kind of bonus content and much, much more, including live plays, like over 100 hours of that shit.
Yeah.
Of us doing fun comedy games. Audio qualities from a time ago. So we have plans to get new Patreon content, and we have exclusive merch on there that you can go check out. But it'd be really cool. That's probably the best number one way to support us according to this list. Now we got Apple Podcasts, Spotify reviews. Check that shit out and talk about us on there with like 5-star. Click.
Please.
The stars come up and then you have to click them and they're like blank. And when you click the one to the most right, it fills in all the ones before it. Do that shit.
Please.
Be like, Will and Brian do cool sound thing. Yay. And then you can move on. If you feel like you want to buy shit, like it's not like none of this stuff is enough for you and you just want to you need to fuel your capitalistic urges, go to our merch shop. It's got merch
indeed. Hats, jackets, shirts, mugs, mason jars.
We got
bags,
art,
masks,
art.
Yeah, all it's Dungeon art. Cast and Super Quest Saga related, and it all looks really good.
OG stuff, man. You want the logo, you want to what the grump shit up, do it. Shout out to Demogorgon stuff. I'm pretty sure we have it. Shout out to Demogorgon. Two in a row, baby. Mm-hmm. Two episodes in a row. And then it just says Blood Eagle.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It does. It says Blood Eagle. I can't see what this says anymore.
What I love is you could actually edit it to say Blood Eagle if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You haven't.
I could do that. But why take the time when this just already says Blood Eagle?
Spread the word.
Follow us on Discord. I guess join the Discord and get ready, Discord mods, because I said it. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, where we do post regularly about stuff. Shit.
Yeah. Like, and who knows? Links will be in the description for a lot of this stuff, guys. So if you don't want to go typing, just check the description and see what links we got there.
Link is there. Yeah. Have a good day.
Dumb joke.
See you next time. Call it a game.
We'll call it a game. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.